to the sawdust, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
Sawdust lining. And the dirt floor, well, we had a frame built up about like this from the floor. And we had potato baskets. They're like banana baskets. And we put a row of them down and then turn it, the tops together. And just kept on the, I think it held five. And that ventilated all through there. See, it didn't make it solid. Uh-huh. By putting those, they were little at the bottom and big at the top.
Mm-hmm.
And that made it, you know, ventilation all through. And we had a heater in there. And when we gathered them, we put them in there. And when we kept it up to 90 till it looked like they wanted to sprout. And then we didn't have any more fire until it got cold. And we'd have to have a fire in there to keep them from freezing. And they couldn't. They never rotted.
Never did, huh?
Mm-hmm. I've had 800 bushels in that one time.
And these were sweet potatoes?
Sweet potato, Nancy Hall, sweet potato.
Did you have, did you ever have any kind of thing, a yam? Or what?
Yes, but the yam's not good after you get, it's all right, you need it. But if you get a Nancy Hall, you wouldn't have a yam.
Is that so? Mm-hmm.
Now this centennial, the Nancy Hall, just, you can hardly find them anywhere. And they have a potato that's centennial. It's a long, and it's nearer like the Nancy Hall than any I've ever had since I had Nancy Hall. And I sold sweet potatoes. I sold them for $2 a bushel.
That's a pretty good price. I'd like to get some around that price.
Yeah, that was a good price then. That was a big price.
Yeah. Yeah, did you ever have the white potatoes, you call them what, just a regular?
Oh, no, we never did have any white sweet potatoes.
No.
I reckon we have ash potatoes.
Oh, I see.
Oh, well, we plant ash potatoes, plant them 22nd of February. I don't know whether I get them this year or not, because it's so wet. But that's when we plant our ash potatoes. And then we gather them, and then the 22nd of July, we cut potatoes and make a bed of sawdust and put them in that and let them stay there 2 weeks till it starts sprouting. Then we plant them and that's our second crop. And that's what we have in the cellar.
I see.
But run them all around.
You told me you raised tomatoes, Miss.
Yeah.
What, now, did you raise, do you ever get those little kind of tomatoes?
Yes, we don't have to plant them. They come up every year.
What did you call
them? Rufus calls them mollies. I don't know what they are. People call them cocktail potatoes. Yeah.
Cocktail?
Mm-hmm.
Tommy Toes, you heard that? Tommy, never heard that.
Yeah, there's something little one like that. Then last year I had a little pear-shaped one. First one I've had pear-shaped. But it's a delicious tomato.
Yeah, I've seen those. Mm-hmm. I wonder what folks call them.
I don't know. I've ordered some seed. I've forgotten what they're called.
Uh-huh.
I get my seed from Brick. Park. That's where I get them at.
Now, did you grow that kind of little red vegetable? Maybe you might use it as a relish. Some people even eat it raw, kind of crunchy.
Pimento?
No,
radishes?
Yeah, did you grow them?
Oh, Lord, yes, honey. We plant radishes. You know, it doesn't take them but 6 days to come up. Not that long, according to the weather. And when they come up, we plant another row. We never out radishes. Radishes froze out here in the garden. We plant them all the time. We plant there's the one that's called little white tip, then they're called cherry, a solid red one, it's round. Then the icicle is long, but that icicle is pretty hot sometimes. But those others are better. Well, you can eat them if you like hot stuff.
Yeah.
And I have all kind of pepper. Long pepper, short pepper, hot pepper.